Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a little book with a big heart, Gambad, by Albert Lieberman. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What was your first impression?
Hey there, Sam. I did, and honestly, it stopped me in my tracks. It's not another hustle culture manual. It's a gentle, profound look at the Japanese concept of Gambad, which is so much more than just do your best.
Right, and at its core, it's about finding dignity in persistence. Lieberman argues that we're obsessed with talent and genius, but the Japanese perspective values effort above all.
Exactly.
He opens with this idea that success isn't about being born special. It's about the daily grind, the quiet repetition, like a Ronin perfecting his art for years without a specific battle in mind.
The Ronin trains to become the kind of person who is incapable of defeat. That's a powerful shift, isn't it? It's not about being the best. It's about being better than you were yesterday.
Yeah, it completely reframes the comparison trap. You stop looking at someone else's chapter 20 and start focusing on your own chapter 1, just taking the next small step.
And that's where the second big idea comes in, the balance between effort and acceptance. It sounds contradictory, but Lieberman makes it work with the concept of shikatajienai.
Right? It cannot be helped. But it's not fatalism. It's about giving your absolute maximum and then letting go of the outcome, because so much of it is out of your control. The weather, the economy, other people.
So you pour your energy into your own effort and attitude, and you release your attachment to the result. That's the key to resilience, isn't it? You can look back and say, I gave it my all.
And then you just begin again. That's the freedom. It's the freedom to try without the crushing fear of failure.
Okay, but the part that really got me was the social dimension. Gambad isn't just something you say to yourself. It's a gift you give to others.
Oh, absolutely. When a friend is facing a tough exam or a marathon, you say Gambad as a way of saying, I see your struggle. I'm with you. I believe in your effort.
It creates this web of mutual support that's way more sustainable than our hyper-individualistic model of success. We can all be sources of encouragement, celebrating effort as much as achievement.
And it's not just for the big moments either. It's most powerful in the mundane. The Japanese tea ceremony, the care of a bonsai tree, even washing the dishes with total presence. That's all Gambad.
So it's like a meditation on the daily grind. You transform chores into practices. That's the antidote to feeling scattered and distracted, right?
Exactly.
By doing the small things well, you build the mental muscle for the big things. You find your own tea ceremony.
And that's where I think the book nails the whole burnout epidemic. Lieberman says burnout isn't from working too hard. It's from working without a sense of purpose.
Right? We're striving for external rewards, and when those don't come, we collapse. But Gambad offers a different fuel. The purpose is the effort itself.
The artist who paints because she loves the act. The entrepreneur who builds because he loves the process. That intrinsic motivation is a deep, renewable resource.
It's the secret to sustainable energy, and it ties into this beautiful reframing of perfectionism. Lieberman distinguishes it from high standards. Perfectionism is a fear of mistakes.
Yeah, but Gambad embraces imperfection. That's the wabi-sabi aesthetic, finding beauty in the imperfect and incomplete. A cracked tea bowl repaired with gold is more beautiful for its history.
So our mistakes aren't shameful defects. They're the marks of our journey that frees you from the tyranny of perfection and lets you move forward with courage.
And what about when things get truly hard? He introduces the concept of gaman.
Enduring the unbearable with patience and dignity. It's not about suppressing emotions, but channeling them into a steady, forward-moving force.
The stories of people rebuilding after war and disaster are humbling. They remind us that the human spirit is capable of so much more than we think. And that's the most transformative idea for me, the reframing of luck. In the West, we see it as random, But there's a Japanese saying, luck favors the prepared mind.
Yes, Ganbat is the process of preparing that mind. The musician who practices for hours is lucky. When a producer hears them, their luck was the result of their effort and readiness.
That's empowering because it puts the responsibility for our luck in our own hands. It's not a cosmic accident.
Ultimately, the book is a call to reject the cult of effortless success and embrace the dignity of hard work. It asks you to be your best, not the best, and to find peace in the process.
The real victory isn't crossing the finish line. It's the courage to start, the strength to keep running, and the grace to smile and say Ganbat to yourself and others, no matter the scoreboard.
And on that note, if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So here's to finding meaning in the effort, not just the outcome. We'll see you in the next one.